The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need. And you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Birdland Today. Your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today, your daily source for all things Baltimore Orioles. I'm your host, Josh Soroka, and I think I've got some fun stuff to talk about today. I want to talk about this article about Adam Jones and how he's kind of what his role is as this special advisor, because it seemed odd to not have specifics when it was first announced. And now we've got some specifics and some examples, and I think it makes a lot of sense. So I want to get to that. I do want to let you know that BirdlandToday.com is now up and running, as well as Birdland Today, the newsletter. So what I want you to do is go on over to BirdlandToday.com and in the upper right-hand corner, click newsletter and sign up for our newsletter. Here's what the newsletter is. The newsletter is 5 or 6 articles every day that I'm sending to you about here's some articles I found very interesting about the Orioles. That's it. I believe the word is aggregate. I am bringing together basically my show prep as I'm preparing for Birdland Today and Section 336 and just reading as an Orioles fan. I figured why not share my sources? So that's what Birdland Today, the newsletter, is. I have not decided yet. I launched the first one yesterday. I have not decided yet if it will be an afternoon email or a morning email. Let me know. I feel like the morning email would be, here's the articles that I liked yesterday. Where I feel if I do yesterday and today's newsletters, I'm sending out at 4 o'clock. And I like that because it's, here's what I'm into today. So it's, you get, my thought is you get off work, you got an email and been like, well, let me read some stuff about the Orioles. I know there's other places you can go, but I hope you'd want to maybe take a look at my newsletter and see what I think. And now, I did get one message about from a Section 336er thinking maybe I wasn't paying enough attention to Section 336, which is my podcast on Monday nights with my brother, Matt. Now, normally it's Monday nights. We've been doing it for 12 or 13 years now. We both have kids. Matt did not have kids when we started. It means schedules change. But we're pretty good at making sure that we don't miss a week. And Section 336 is different than Birdland Today. Birdland Today is me focused on really 1 to 2 stories. As you know, if you've been listening, Birdland Today, the newsletter, is my show prep, just shared with you. And Section 336 is a whole lot more opinion, analysis, and arguing with my brother. Because he's normally wrong. But he thinks I'm wrong. So, yes, I'm doing a lot, but it's part of turning, Section 336, like I said, it's been 12 or 13 years. We've gone through different variations. I love it. It's still my favorite part of every week is talking with Matt and talking Orioles. But I'm working, Birdland Today is kind of an expansion on growing that business and turning it into a career. And that's what I'm working on. And if Birdland Today grows, as Birdland Today grows, I'm sure I'll drag Matt into this as well. I'm still fooling around with making t-shirts under Birdland Sports, except they're now all under Breaking Tee because I worked Birdland Sports up to a point where I was able to make a really cool deal with Breaking Tee. So you can now get all your Birdland Sports designed shirts by me over at Breaking Tee. And I love it. I'm super excited. And that's the type of stuff I'm trying to do, is grow Section 336, Birdland, into a career. I've got other podcasts I work on. I do make mistakes occasionally, like this past Monday where I clicked the wrong file name because they were one digit off and uploaded the wrong episode of Section 336. That doesn't mean I don't care about 336. It means I was just distracted and trying to get it out before going to bed that night. But anyway, all that set up, everything to say, welcome to Birdland Today. Share, review, rate the show. Head on over to birdlandtoday.com. Join the newsletter. Tell other people. Do me a favor. Go on over to Reddit and Facebook and all these Oriole groups and tell people about Birdland Today, the podcast, Birdland Today, the newsletter, and Section 336, the podcast. I think all of this is worth having in your Oriole repertoire. Now, the Orioles officially brought in Adam Jones as a new special advisory. And it looks like he's already making an impact. He was the face of the franchise for a decade. And now he's, turns out, a key figure in the shape in the future of the Orioles. So what does that mean? Well, let's just say his influence seems like it may have played a real role in bringing Segona to Baltimore. You guys know I'm horrible at names, so I'll try it. Tomoyuki Segona. Now, as baseball continues to expand its global reach, the Orioles have clearly made it a priority to establish themselves internationally. We saw this dive into the Latin market over the past several years with building a baseball camp there and then signing top prospects like Samuel Bassello for Central America. And we've seen that they've had help of former Orioles like Melvin Mora, Obada Jimenez, Vladimir Guerrero Sr. It seems to have paid off with those investments as we're growing in international signing. But now we look at Asia. Earlier this offseason, Baltimore signed Japanese pitcher Segona, as we mentioned, making him the third Japanese player in franchise history, joining Koji Urahara and Shitara Fujinami. Who really, Fujinami was here for, 2 months? Should that really count? I don't know, but it does. Now, according to reports, Adam Jones played a pivotal role in this signing. If you remember, after Jones had his career with the Orioles, he spent 2 seasons in Japan playing for the Oryx Buffaloes, where he competed against Segona multiple times. And Adam Jones obviously knows talent when he sees it. He is one of the better Orioles, 5 All-Star appearances, 4 Gold Gloves, a Silver Slugger, over 7,500 MLB plate appearances. He knows what it is to compete at the highest level. And when it comes to Segona, Jones didn't just watch him on videotape. He faced him. He studied him and gained valuable insight into what made him an effective pitcher. And one of the key takeaways was Segona's ability to keep the ball in the park. Jones pointed out that when he pitched in the Tokyo Dome, which is a stadium that is called one of the smallest ballparks on earth, he still limited home runs. And he saw that as a great sign for him to translate to success in the major leagues. So it's almost like we had Adam Jones over there as a scout for the Orioles. But it also gave Jones a deep understanding of Japanese baseball culture, the style of play, and which players might be eyeing more of a move to the majors. And that experience is going to make him an invaluable asset to the Orioles as we look further and beyond international reach. So really bringing Adam Jones in as a special advisor, just for his insight into Japanese baseball, as that becomes the future of the game with more and more players coming over, that influence could already be paying off for the Orioles. And I'm sure it's going to help with Segona to transition to American baseball. So, Adam Jones, we all love Adam Jones. We all know whenever Adam Jones involves, good things tend to happen. So, I am excited to see Adam Jones in this special advisor role. I am excited to see how Segona translates into Major League Baseball. I hope it's an impact player. Yeah, but we're going to find out. That's it for today's episode of Birdland Today. Be sure to subscribe and never miss an update on your Orioles. Follow me on Twitter, @Josh Taroka. Hit me up. Let me know what you think of the newsletter, this, Section 336, and everything else I am doing. Until then, I'll see you Monday. Go O's.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.